Hello, welcome back to another episode of Black Serendipity, the podcast that explores the unexpected twists and turns of life. I'm your host, Janikia, and today we have a captivating story that reminds us of the unpredictable nature of human connections and the power of community. Today's episode is Embers of Serendipity. You know what we do? Grab a snack, grab your favorite beverage, sit back and enjoy. So I want to tell you about an event that unfolded within a close-knit family. It all began when a father decided to celebrate life by hosting a grand feast for friends, family, and he went above and beyond, slaughtering a cow, preparing an abundance of delicious food on the grill. Excited about the festivities, he turned to his daughter, entrusting her with the task of inviting loved ones to join the celebration. Eager to ensure a memorable gathering, the daughter harnessed the power of social media and sent out messages, calling upon everyone to come to their house. However, instead of inviting guests to a jovial feast, she unintentionally sparked confusion and concern. The message she sent out was urgent, stating that a fire had broken out at her father's house and she needed immediate help to extinguish it. Curious about the response she would receive, the daughter anxiously awaited the arrival of friends and family, hoping for a strong turnout to tackle the supposed blaze. However, to her dismay, only a handful of people showed up. Family members were notably absent. Even some of their closest friends seemed to overlook the message entirely. Despite the disappointment of a meager turnout, those who did respond and arrive at the scene found themselves in a unique situation, you know. But they were not confronted with a fire to extinguish, but rather a vibrant celebration, already in full swing. And rather than dwelling on the absence of others, they embraced the moment and allowed serendipity to guide them. As the festivities unfolded, the guests mingled, forged new connections, expanded their community, and relished in the delicious food, danced to the infectious music, and shared stories that would be etched in their memories forever. The atmosphere was electric, filled with joy and laughter, creating a sense of belonging that transcended the initial disappointment. Towards the end of the evening, the father approached his daughter, puzzled by the absence of their close friends and family. He inquired if she had extended the invitations and sent them out personally. Her response shed light on the unexpected twist that had unfolded. "I did invite them, Dad. I sent out a message asking for help to put out a fire at the house, though." He said, "A fire? But there was no fire. Why would you do that?" She said, "I wanted everyone to come, Dad. I thought if I made it urgent, they would prioritize it. But in the end, it was the people who showed up that truly embraced the spirit of community and celebration." This anecdote reminds us that sometimes life's unexpected events can lead us down a different path. One filled with unplanned encounters, newfound connections. And while we may feel disappointed by the absence of those we expected, we often discover that people who do show up bring unexpected joy and enrich our lives in unforeseen ways. This is truly a short episode today, but before we sign off, let's take a moment to reflect on the profound message conveyed by the story of this episode, Embers of Serendipity. It reminds us that the true essence of life lies not in the expectations we hold or the disappointments we encounter, but in the ability to adapt, find joy in unexpected moments, and embrace the beauty of serendipity. Life often presents us with situations that deviate from our plans and expectations. It's in these moments that we have a choice to become consumed by disappointment or to open ourselves up to new possibilities and forge connections with people who are present in our lives. I have a good friend that never fails. And I know I can be hard sometimes. I have several friends like that, but one in particular I'm talking about. My kids and I call him Damn Ricky. The daughter in our story sought to rally her loved ones by creating urgency, but in doing so, she inadvertently discovered a deeper truth. Sometimes the absence of certain people allows space for new friendships to bloom, for laughter and celebration to fill the void, and for an expanded community to emerge. I do hope that I offered that and have that for Damn Ricky. Because, you know, we can't always control who shows up or who stays by our side when the unexpected arises. But we can choose to make the most of the situation and cherish the bonds that form in unexpected moments. And in the end, it is these connections that bring richness and meaning to our lives. So, dear listeners, as you go about your own journeys, remember to be open to the unexpected, to cherish the relationships that come your way, to find solace in the knowledge that even when plans go awry, there is always a possibility for new beginnings and beautiful moments of serendipity. This wraps up this episode of Black Serendipity. We hope the story of Embers of Serendipity has inspired you to embrace life's surprises and appreciate the connections that form along the way. Remember, life has a way of surprising us when we least expect it. Join us next time for more captivating tales and profound insights. Until then, may your path be filled with serendipitous encounters, and may you find joy in the unexpected. Embrace the unforeseen, and may serendipity grace your path. Thank you for listening. Goodbye for now.